You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is September 30th, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 571. On today's show, we'll discover a new customer support tool. We'll meet the creator of Celebrity Auction Doctors. Can't wait for that. Doctor, it hurts when I do this, and I'm not a celebrity.
Don't do this.
And we'll learn five things one top-rated seller wishes he'd known from the start. We're also going to find out how to earn money thrifting and garage sailing while you travel and enjoy a visit from two very special, very big, both in name and physicality, surprise guests. We'll also talk to you. That's what we look forward to the most. But first, here's the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales.
An uncle, a separation, and a famous hat all feature in today's eBay Radio News for September 30th, 2014. I'm Lee. Well, Uncle Joe Adamson has passed away. He was a much beloved member of the eBay community. Joe was an eBay Hall of Fame member, a certified eBay business consultant, and the organizer of the Oklahoma Metro eSellers Group, as well as being a mentor to many of us. He also served his country in the U.S. Navy. He gave us great tips at eBay Radio, a lot of food for thought, and great tips for selling on eBay.
We all have the responsibility for doing reasonable things that make the marketplace safer and better for all of us. And if we run across somebody that is blatantly misrepresenting something and we've caught that, it's to our own advantage and to every one of our selling neighbors and our buying neighbors as well that that gets brought to someone's attention for action.
We're dedicating today's show to Uncle Joe Adamson. If you remember last week, Griff, the Pope exchanged the skull cap he was wearing for an identical one offered by one of the hosts of a variety show who was present for his general audience.
Yes.
The fellow put it on eBay. It made $113,000 for charity.
Oh, fantastic. That's wonderful.
A little hat.
Just a little tiny
cap. Skull
cap. Yeah.
$113,000.
Kind of want to put a brim on it so it's like the Pope's baseball cap.
He could wear it backwards.
Yeah, he could. Right. And he could wear his pants down around his, you know.
Exactly. Well,
yo,
there's more news today. eBay announced it will create two independent public companies, eBay and PayPal, in the second half of 2015. The eBay says this will ensure each business is best able to serve its customers' needs and thrive well into the future. The creation of independent eBay and PayPal businesses will take up to 12 months to complete, so this has no immediate impact on your account. eBay went on to say that likewise, you can continue to count on everything you expect from eBay today, and that they will continue to work closely with PayPal to ensure payments remain a seamless part of the eBay experience. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to the announcement board at announcements.ebay.com. Well, airports and eBay, they've launched a partnership with Boingo Wireless to offer free Wi-Fi to passengers at certain airports. Right now, it's in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. eBay is using the free service to advertise new collections, giving customers access to specific product categories such as menswear, womenswear, video games, consoles, and electronics. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
The Huffington Post women's column has an article titled Halloween Costumes for Women Who Don't Want to Be Sexy Cops or Schoolgirls. It features costumes such as a jellyfish, a bottle of sriracha, and other things. They said they wanted to compile some more costume ideas that are easy to make, inexpensive, and way better than the sexy pixie lust fairy, hospital honey, or naughty Western sheriff get-ups that you'll find in your local Halloween store. And you know, Griff, you and I have talked about this before.
It seems
like some years back, instead of witches and goblins, it changed to you got to wear stilettos and fishnet stockings on Halloween.
Yeah.
And speaking of Halloween, guys, this Halloween costume could be dangerous, and I want you to think about it.
Oh, what is it?
The seller says, this Halloween, you two can own an ISIS insurgent terrorist Halloween costume. The seller says, want to make an impact at your party and never be forgotten? Then go all out with this homemade ISIS terrorist costume.
Oh.
Shirt is a large. Pants are size 38. The rocket-propelled grenade is PVC and foam.
Oh,
camo ammo vest is custom-made.
Oh, this is horrible.
I say be careful wearing that in a neighborhood in San Diego, which is a big, big military area.
Brother, you'd have to have... you'd have to
the
really
size
be
of
lacking
Texas.
In brains.
Yeah, you'd have to have something the size of Texas and a brain the size of a thimble. That's eBay Radio News for September 30th, 2014, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your bottom line. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Well, as you heard in Lee's news break, our community lost really a wonderful guy with Uncle Joe. And he was a mentor and an inspiration to all of us, especially me. And, you know, he was a very intelligent guy.
Very.
I don't know if you ever had a chance to talk to him. But one of the things that I just loved about Uncle Joe is everything interested him. He was interested in everything. And he was a great raconteur. He could go on entertaining about a subject forever. And we'll really miss that. And all of us here at eBay and, of course, at eBay Radio, we send our condolences to his wife, Cindy, and his family and friends. By the way, a memorial service for Uncle Joe will take place on Friday. That's October 3rd at 2 p.m. Central Time at St. Luke's Asbury Methodist Church. That's on Southwest 38th Street in Oklahoma. Again, that's 2 p.m. Central Time, St. Luke's Asbury Methodist Church, Southwest 38th Street in Oklahoma City.
He was elected to eBay's Hall of Fame in 2008.
Yes,
he was. He was a top 1,000 reviewer.
I'm pretty sure that was the last, because that would have been at eBay Live in Chicago, and that was the last time that I can recall that we elected someone to the Hall of Fame. So I believe that there are seven... Don't quote me. I think there's seven people, and I've been tasked to go find all of them, and I can't remember every single one, so I've got to go look who were elected. But Uncle Joe was elected in 2008.
And I understand you're going to be at the services.
Jeff and I are going
you
to the
Jeff
service, yes.
You and Jeff Terrell.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, that's good.
On behalf
that
of
eBay's gonna
ourselves
be.
And eBay.
Well, absolutely. He was a larger-than-life figure, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, he was. So, Griff, I didn't get much listing done this weekend. We were messing with the new light table. Did you get any listing done?
I listed 25 items.
Oh,
I wonder who
God.
Won that.
Oh, my God.
I normally wouldn't
Oh,
have,
my God. We listed one, and guess what? We sold one this morning.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, that's great.
Shoot.
So, I listed 25, and I sold two. I'm very happy. You know, I have very... low expectations for my sales because I don't have many items up, not quite as, you know, anywhere near what a lot of full-time sellers do. And I sell used apparel. That's a limited market. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you do so well with it. I mean, just your pictures and the way you fold seriously, these things, you know, okay, I had to put something up. I'm going to list something in the next couple of days.
What
I'm not going to say what it is.
Oh,
but
okay. It's a surprise.
I'm going to list something. So I went to see what my competitors are doing with their listings, right?
Yes.
And I only found one like it. It's a piece of jewelry. It's no big deal. Okay.
Sure.
It's just a piece of costume jewelry. But it's real kind of special. And there were two other listings selling the same thing. And they each only had one picture. The pictures were bad.
Oh.
They took it on a napkin. You could tell it was a napkin
underneath. Was it a clean napkin at least?
It was a clean napkin, but had markings on. I mean, it was, you know.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
And they didn't have hardly, I think they had one or two details, nothing. So I'm going to try to beat them at their own game.
No, good.
And
good.
It's you not that I don't want other eBay sellers to be successful, because it's my job to help you become successful. Absolutely. Selling on eBay. Yeah. However,
yeah.
When it comes to competing with each other on eBay and trying to get the best listing we possibly can, I'm just going to do it so perfectly that it's going to look so much more professional, but have the same price as the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can even do a little more, I've noticed. If your listing is done well,
yeah,
better than your competitors, you could even get away with charging a little more.
That's true.
Because
yes,
people feel more comfortable having a transaction with you. So I've noticed that. Yeah, we're messing around with the light table we bought.
What do you mean messing around?
Well,
what
we still, mean? You know, have to order the LX7 camera.
The LX. Oh, the Lumix, yeah.
Lumix, yeah. So we're with the Panasonic. So we're still taking pictures with our cell phone, which isn't bad, but...
No, it's not bad.
We still haven't gotten a situation where they all kind of look the same in the background, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, that's our next step, but we're waiting for the camera to do that.
Yeah.
Hard to find white balance and stuff with the cell phones.
And I know it's
there. On there. It is,
yeah,
there.
But it's not, you don't get much control. That's the
no
problem.
You have like four modes,
right? And with a good digital camera, you've got lots more controls you can really and with the one that you're getting, it's pretty cool. So
yeah, we can't wait.
Oh, I love that camera. I take it everywhere I go.
Well, we're gonna order one on eBay, so
I wouldn't imagine you'd order it anywhere else.
No.
And still be on this show, babe. This
exactly.
segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Up next, a new customer support tool when we come back with more of eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it. Value it. Price it.